you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors on traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Hold on, I got to make a little adjustment on my headset. There we go. Hello, Miss Valerie. Happy day to you.
Happy day. 1-1-1-1-1. And then next hour will be 1-1-1.
Well, and we are really cranking it up today. Isn't this interesting? It is.
Do you need some help?
What is this? What's going on with this? We have a great show. We have a great 2 hours.
Yes,
of radio.
Yeah,
and we're starting off with Dr. Friedemann Chow.
Yes.
Because on 1-11-11, we're bringing it. Dr. Friedemann Chow is joining us here today on the show. I want to welcome all of you to the Dr. Pat Show. And let me just tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. So I love Dr. Friedemann Chow. I got to tell you, don't you love Dr. Friedemann?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
I look forward to seeing him every time he comes in.
He's like amazing. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to be talking about how to make your goals, reach you with self-empowerment. This is our leading expert in the field, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Let me tell you a little bit about him because this is a great show. I told you all we were going to do this show. We were going to do a show on a series of show about how to get your goals laid down and make them come to life. And so many of us have lofty goals every time we set out for a year, whether it's losing weight, whether it is being a better person, whether it's start your own radio show, whatever that is. We sit down and we say, oh, I want to be able to do something different this year. Now, hopefully different means I'd like to do something to up-level my life. I'd like to do something to make the world a better place to live. I would like to do something to get my health back in shape. I would just like to do something to contribute in general. And so who better than to bring on 1-11-11 than Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about him. He is world-renowned. He's the founder of Cellular Wisdom, Personal Breakthrough and Empowerment Program. He has more than 15 years of practice. He helps people all across the globe. He is trained in neuro-linguistic programming and beyond. We've heard his story many times about this incredible, incredible healer that he is. And now he has been able to help people all across the globe doing many, 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 many things. He's joining us here today because this is a show about how to step it up and begin the new year. Also, we have an incredible free gift to give all of you out there. It doesn't matter where you live. We're going to make an announcement about it in a moment. But this is what Dr. Friedemann Schaub does and does very well. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us here. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is a great topic.
And it's a great day. 11 is actually my absolute favorite number, so I'm really thrilled to be on the show on an 11 day. So thank you.
I know. That's my favorite number, too. It's my birthday number, and it's also the number I had on all of my sports jerseys, you know, like when you're playing sports. So you got that big 11 up there.
Excellent.
And you're doing the big 11 sports thing.
That's
crazy.
My number was 11 also.
Did you change it?
And basketball.
Oh, isn't that good?
No, it stayed. I even carried it over from junior high to high school.
Forever, right?
Yeah, 11.
And now look at us. Huh. On the radio.
And I'm born in November also, like you.
I'm December.
Crazy.
I'm December 11.
Oh, that's 11. December 11,
you're
right?
November.
I'm 11. Okay.
Wow. So, Dr. Friedemann, you're surrounded by a bunch of 11s.
Very favorite people. That's great.
Yeah, and it's really a great year to have this conversation with you because people have already now 1 week into the year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
11 days into the year, right? All of the things you wrote down that you were going to do, guess what? 50% or more, they say, are not getting done.
Right.
And, by the way, will not get done. So how do you make sense of this? Why do we go through the pain of doing all these goals?
Well, you know, sometimes it almost appears like self-punishment because you really, you see it in the local gyms. You know, at the beginning of the year and even at the end of the year, they're really filling up. And, come February, you know, they are basically going back to normal because those goals are somehow, lost in the midst of, the immediate, lost in the midst of the routines, or, we just have not understood how to set the goals right so that they keep us motivated. And that's what the show is about, really, to get some of the keys really out there for people to understand. It's not the goals that are the problem. It's not you that are the problem. The problem is that you need to make goals that really are reaching you. That means reaching your heart, reaching your interest, reaching your motivation. Once you do this, any goal that you set yourself can be achieved.
All right. So I'm gonna do true confessions here for a moment, okay?
Yes.
Because I think I'm the one I err on the other side of it. Well, not really. But this year I decided I was going to set some goals up, which to me, Dr. Friedemann, are big goals.
Uh-huh.
So I set the goal up that I was going to work out at once in the month of January.
Okay.
And I already did that.
Cool.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to do it again. But I needed to do something that was very different than I've actually done in the past couple of years.
Right.
Due to personal reasons. But I actually said I was going to do this, and I did this weekend. Now, I will tell you that I am gimping around from it because, I did way more than I thought I was going to do.
Uh-huh.
And I've used some muscles that I hadn't used before. And while you're doing it, it feels really good. And I did like a sauna afterwards. But I'm a little bit sore, so now I have to keep pumping myself up to say that that's only temporary, that's a good thing. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and I think having that already accomplished gives you the confidence that, hey, I already have done something right, so let's go and, go to the next stepping stone, to the next goal. And so having this, small goal that was fairly easy, achievable, as your jumping board, your starting point, I think is really, really smart. And, this is one of those keys that I think a lot of people are missing. Many people, I work with people with all different, challenges and also all different kinds of goals. And some of them are about, losing weight, of course. And people come to me and say, you know what? I only have reached my goal if I lose 100 pounds or more. And, 100 pounds is a lot. And if you think about that as your goal to focus on, there's a lot that happens in between you know, you being right now in this place and wanting to lose 100 pounds. And what one thing that happens is that it seems such an insurmountable goal, that it seems so difficult to reach, that it seems so far away, that the likelihood to give up after you have maybe only reached 5 pounds is very, very high. So what you have been doing by setting yourself up for success with a very small goal and then going to the next is ideal. So what you want to do is really, when you are setting a specific goal, have a long-term idea of what you want. Let's say, you know, in the next 2 years or 3 years, I want to lose these, 100 pounds, which, again, it's a long time. So you have to have in between some very achievable goals that keep your interest, that keep you motivated, and also that really, you know, boost your confidence that you have reached them. And so saying, you know, in the next 6 months, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, which is easy to reach, is an ideal starting point, because it really makes it not so hard for you. And at the same time, once you have done this, you gain something inside of you that says, hey, I am actually successful. I can actually do it.
Yeah. Oh, I want to do something really special today on the show with Dr. Friedman Chow. We're going to be talking about this, how to make your goals reach you with self-empowerment expert, of course, but how to become self-empowered in setting them and reaching them.
Right.
Why this is the platform for success. Now, all y'all out there that may have set some goals and you want some help, or am I in the right direction? Am I doing this okay? 1-800-930-2819. If you give us a shout right now, we'll put you on hold, but we'll bring you on board to get some help. Because who does not want to be successful in setting goals? I'm actually looking forward to my next big workout next weekend. 1-800-930-2819. We'll take your calls. You could chat with Dr. Friedman, or you can go to the drpatshow.com, Dr. Pat Live, punch in your question on our instant feedback session, and when we come back, maybe we're going to find out what Valerie has doing for goals. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs, and it is an effort to go through our day. With CRA, we are able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Yeah, let's get it started, everybody. Come on, put that meatball down. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm joined by Valerie here today. Hello, Valerie. Filling in for Mr. B.
Yes, hello.
Any word on the B? We're not getting the word.
We don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so we don't know what the word is on the B, but we got the V here with us.
Not
the V like the TV thing that's happening over there.
No.
Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, because we're talking about setting goals that will lead to success. We're not talking about setting goals that are going to cause you to get depressed, beat up on your self-esteem like I've done many years, or shut you down in terms of becoming empowered. And before we get started on this, Dr. Friedemann, I want you to please announce this very special offering that you have for our listeners, a free teleseminar.
Well, and it's basically as a part of the paid forward, quest that you have started. So it's a free teleseminar on February 3rd at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's about breaking through fear and anxiety. You will learn how you create fear and anxiety, which actually has a lot to do with not being able to reach your goals, which we're just going to talk about in a minute. And you will learn specific steps and tools on how to overcome fear and anxiety. It's going to be very experiential, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun. So just sign up. Either you can go to cellularwisdom.com. It's right on the homepage on the right side. You can click on there and sign up. Or you go through the Dr. Pat Show and find the paid for it page and sign up for that.
All right. So let's talk about some of these lofty goals. And there are quite a few. I mean, I think we all have lofty goals that we set.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And I mean lofty. I mean, they're major. They're things, Dr. Friedemann, that we've probably attempted to do in previous years and have never done.
Right.
Or have never been able to do. And yet they keep coming up over and over again. Of course, everybody is familiar with the weight management one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the one I'm referring to. For example, I have a friend that says, I am actually going to give up drinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have another friend that says, I'm going to give up smoking. Now, these two, and then I have a friend that says, I'm going to give up both drinking and smoking, and I'm actually going to pray for her. But send her to you. But actually, I did both. I mean, and I think it was helpful to do both. But these are tough. These are tough ones.
Well, you know, and we talked in the break about this briefly that, giving up something as a goal is harder than, for example, training for, a half a marathon or something like this, because you are not actively really engaging. You're simply asked to stop something. And stopping is not very empowering when you think about it, because, it basically just says drop it, don't do it, all these kind of things. And it doesn't really make you have an action plan. It doesn't really make you having, specific things to move forward to other than just, again, not doing it. So what's really important in that is to utilize an alternative. So to really say, okay, I'm going to give up smoking and instead I'm going to start, something else. So, instead of having this cigarette, usually that I have when I go, for my 5-minute break, I'm just going to do, walk around the block and do a 5-minute, breathing while I'm walking, or, really having more specific tools at hand that allow you to switch one habit for another rather than just dropping something completely. So I, you know, what I often see people doing that are stop smoking, they actually at the same time have a parallel goal that says, you know, I also want to become more active. So they say, you know, I'm going to stop smoking and I'm going to go twice a week to the gym. Now you could say, wow, these are two big goals to have, but they actually help each other, because when you are, you know, on the treadmill and you're noticing at the beginning how you're huffing and puffing, and then over time, as you're stopping smoking, you're also feeling like you can easier breathe. It really just supports each other, and it makes you just feel more like, okay, I'm not just now a non-smoker. I'm actually a person who's getting fitter or is getting in better shape or any kind of those things. So that helps dramatically. But, you know, this whole stopping something brings up another important point, which is motivation. You know, so one of the questions that people often don't ask themselves when they reach, you know, when they want to design goals and try to reach goals is the most important question, which is the why.
All right. Well, let's ask the why.
Why do you want to stop smoking? Why do you want to stop drinking? And the why is something that is so telling. If you just sit down, you know, put a piece of paper in front of you and write down, why do I want to reach this goal? You're going to find out a lot of things about yourself. And often what you find out is, A, is the goal really motivating enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have read smoking creates cancer. But that means, like, you know, something outside of you. I read it. Who knows? Lots of people smoke and are 80 and never really have cancer. So is that really strong enough? So
right.
What you want to do is really to put a whole list of whys down and really on a scale from 1 to 10, notice how strong is that why really pulling on me. So the why is either going to push you and kick you in your behind because you're afraid, you know, oh, you know, the why of stop drinking is, you know, well, you know, I have a history in my family of alcoholics. I don't want to go down this road and know
right.
what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good why that pushes you away from it. But the why towards could say also something, you know, I just want to really be a healthier person. I want to think more clearly. I want to, you know, have a happier relationship. All those kind of things can be positive whys. But they need to really pull on your heartstrings. If they don't do this, you don't really have a motivation to give up.
Well, I mean, now we're talking about the shoulds,
right?
Oh, I should quit smoking because, you know what? I can't stand Pat beating me up on it all the time.
Right.
Or, you know, it's nagging me about it all the time.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe I should quit smoking because the cost of a pack of cigarette. You know what? I found out the cost of a pack of cigarette over the holiday, Dr. Friedemann.
How much is it?
I thought they were talking about a carton. Now, that's how long it's been since I was smoking. So I thought, you know, like, I said, what? What did you just pay? What was that? And I can't remember. It was like $10 or something. You know, I don't know exactly, but I remember it being like $10,
right,
close to
right.
$10 for one pack of cigarettes.
Not bad. Well, you know, the shoulds, again, I don't mind the shoulds. I mean, I don't think the shoulds should be your only motivator, because then they become the slave driver.
Yeah.
You know, at some point they're going to say, you know what, I should, you know, stop smoking because Dr. Pat is beating up on me. So, you know, now you're going to blame Dr. Pat. I just don't want to hang out with her anymore. She's anyhow not a good person. And so, you know, so then you're just going to basically, you know, project the shoulds on something else. But the should can give you a jolt. It can be a good catalyst. It can get you move forward. But then you also have to have the want, you know, the want of, you know, breathing easier,
right.
the want of thinking more clearly, the want of really being able to look in the mirror and, you know, say, you know, I really feel empowered. I feel good about myself, whatever
mm-hmm.
those things are. So you want to really have those wants ultimately stronger, 2-to-1 to the shoulds. But
well,
don't ignore the shoulds.
No, okay, so let's talk about this becoming self-empowerment, Dr. Friedemann.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I want to talk about this is it's twofold. A lot of times we do achieve goals. Like, it was really important for me, and you know this about me, and I'll just share this on air. It was really important for me approximately a year ago. Maybe it was like about a year and a half ago, maybe about 18 months ago. to really take the weight off for a lot of reasons. For health reasons, I wasn't really happy with myself. I didn't quite understand, you know, what was going on with my body. So it became really important for me to address this.
Mm-hmm.
And it became really important for me to lose the weight. Now, and believe me, you know, I had to do it in a very specific way working with the naturopath. Now, okay, now that we've achieved a goal, there is a secondary goal, which some people call a primary goal, and that is to continue to either lose weight or maintain a healthy set of options for yourself. That goes without saying for just about every goal. Let's talk about that for a minute. You know, a lot of people are really good at doing that. I can do it. As a matter of fact, two of my coaching clients want me to join their fitness challenge, which I'm looking at right now. But keeping it off or continuing to stop drinking or smoking, is that a whole nother thing? And let's hold this thought for when we come back from break. Because I think, you know, I've always been able to do things, right? Whether it's quit something or start something. But then there's the idea, Dr. Friedemann, of maintaining the experience of achieving that goal. And then what about setting continuous goals? Dr. Friedemann Chalve is joining us in the house. For those of you out there that would love more information, go to cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com. If you have any goals out there that you want to talk to us about today, get some help setting them and keeping them, give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819. And I'm taking instant feedback messages at thedrpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Let's hear the body talk out there. So if you're like me and you did a little workout and overdid it, your body's saying, owie, mommy.
It's probably what it's.
But it feels good all in all because, you know, we all have something that we want to achieve in life that we're not achieving in the moment. You know, I mean, I say that because if you were to stop and think, some people say, nah, I got everything I want. I do everything I want. And then when you really probe down, you beat that puppy down a little bit, you find out, well, wait a minute. There may be some things I want. So, you know, there are some of you listening to the show and you're thinking, if I could get a half hour of peace and quiet, because you live very busy lives, you might have 2, 3, 4 children that you're taking care of, full-time jobs, and having a half hour of peace and quiet may seem like an insurmountable goal. That's why Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. The other thing is, you all may have goals around your profession. I work with 6 fabulous sales folks, and I will tell you that they have very lofty goals, and they're very masterful at setting them and achieving them. But every once in a while, and this is why Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today, there is something that gets in the way. And whether that is mind talk or something else, something gets in the way. And then after we achieve a goal, we forget how to continue to maintain that. Dr. Schaub, thank you so much for joining us here today. Before we go on, let's mention the teleseminar for a minute and let people know how to take care of that.
So it's a free teleseminar on February 3rd. It's about the keys to breaking through fear and anxiety, and all you need to do is just to visit cellularwisdom.com. It's in one word, cellularwisdom.com, and sign up. It's definitely something that gives you a lot of insights and tools to work with on fears that also can hold us back from reaching our goals. And, you know, you just mentioned before, how do we actually maintain, or how do we have goals that are about maintaining what we have reached? And that's a very good point because, you know, in a lot of ways, goal setting is so much about, you know, really competing with yourself. A lot of people feel like, hey, you know, I'm going to prove myself I can do this. And once they have done it, you know, they basically stop again and fall back. And so having this clear intention as a part of your goals to maintain what you have or go even beyond. Maintaining is nothing bad. You know, often people, you know, believe that maintaining may be, you know, a sign of complacency. But if you have, you know, lost some weight or if you have, you know, really good numbers at work and just saying, you know, my minimum goal that I have is to maintain it. If I can maintain what I have and if you're satisfied with that, that's already a success. But then you want to go beyond that and have an achievable goal and say, you know, if I can go a little bit further than that, and I know that if I put a little bit of different strategy to it or a little bit more effort into it, then I can reach that. That is definitely something that also, you know, keeps the focus and the interest on that target that you have. And then, of course, you can always have a maximum goal and say, you know, okay, this is really, that would be extraordinary if I could reach that. And, you know, I can look for that, but it also would mean probably that you would have to put, you know, 90% of your energy into it. And if you want to, go for it. But, you know, having really in your mind that what you have achieved as something that you want to keep, maintain, and ideally improve is really important. And that brings up one, you know, issue that I have with goal setting is that a lot of people have goals for every area in their life. They have goals for their relationship, for their job, for their health, for family, for, you know, and the problem is that we have so many goals that our mind cannot really comprehend it because every corner seems to be burning. Every, you know, issue that we ever had seems to be imminent, you know, needs to be resolved. And we are really dispersing our energy. And at the end of the day, we are basically not reaching any of the goals. You know, it reminds me of the good old days when I, you know, was a researcher and I had very, you know, lofty goals about what I want to accomplish. And sometimes, you know, I set myself up for failure because I did too many, you know, experiments at the same time. And so, you know, what's really important is that you have a priority in mind. This year, what's the theme? the theme to be healthy, the theme to be balanced, the theme to really find, you know, a good relationship, the theme to really, you know, boost your career. You know, have that one or two major priorities as your goals and focus on that. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to slack off with the other, you know, areas of your life, but really look for that.
All right, well, let's tackle a big one. I say this is a big one because I've already gotten feedback. The show is what? What are we in, like 10 days, 11 days of the year, right?
Right.
I will tell you that the most talked about intention that people are setting right now or want to set is around money. I want to talk about this because, you know, there is a way to set goals about money, and then there are ways to set goals about money. And sometimes we're sitting there and we're setting goals and we say, wow, I want to have the most incredible revenue week that I've ever had. And in the back of our minds, we're saying, holy moly, I cannot pay that electric bill. I am looking at 3 days before my rent is due. I want to talk about this because people are telling me that this is one of the most difficult areas right now in their lives.
Well, you know, and I think you cannot necessarily put them all into one pot.
No, right.
The people that really want to have money to pay the bills are the people that are struggling for survival, you know, and that their energy is mainly driven by the fear of what if I cannot pay the bills? What if, you know, I get evicted from my apartment? You know, that's different from the people that say, you know, this year we're going to actually be able to, you know, put money into the savings or have that big trip or buy a new car. And, you know, so these are like the, you know, topping off on to what you already have. Now, I think it's very important for the latter group that is really looking to make more money to understand that, you know, what is the why? What do they really want to accomplish with that? And I think, you know, money is such an interesting energy because for many people, it is the symbol of freedom. It's the symbol of, you know, well-being. It's the symbol of, you know, empowerment. But while they try to reach those goals, they create the opposite, which is they create, you know, feeling trapped in, you know, the company that, you know, now they have the better position, but they have to work on the weekends. They feel beaten down by, you know, just having to, you know, put more into than they really feel like they get out. So you want to really also understand is what you try to get with the money. Is that really what money brings you, or are there other things that are more important to you? I'm not discounting that money is important, but I think it's really, you know, crucial to have also here your priorities straight. A lot of people that say, you know, they want to have more money understand it's not about making more money and working harder. It's actually about simplifying my life and maybe not spending, you know, all the stuff that I used to spend. I don't have to have Max Cable or HBO or whatever. I can just cut it down. And so, you know, finding also ways of, you know, gaining both, having more left over of the money, but at the same time also having maybe more, you know, peace of mind or having more balance at home or focusing on things that are really important in your relationship can actually be a win-win situation. And I think that's, you know, something that you want to also look at, you know, look at different angles on how to reach what's really important about the goals.
So in the scheme of things, and let's talk about this. Now let's talk about a little dynamics that go on. And it's like what you said before. It is this idea of how badly do you want it?
Right.
And let's say I do, Dr. Friedman. Let's say I really do want it. Let's say, you know, if I'm smoking, I really do want to quit smoking. If I want to get into an empowerment weight and really, really do, let's say I do. But then there comes that moment when I see that bag of chips that's left over from the holiday.
Right.
And the mind will tell you, you know what? You can have a few of these. You know what? You've already done really good. Look at you. You popped 5 pounds, lost 5 pounds. And there it is. It's talking to you. It's that sweet potato chip that you just see sitting up there in a big old bag. You go for it, and before you know it, 3 chips turns into 30.
Right.
So I want to talk about this because there is that that mind, you know, let's call it whatever you want to call it. But there is the voice that will say to you, yeah, you want to make what? How much in revenue? You want to have sales revenue of $10,000 this
right.
month? Yeah, really, right? So I want to talk about that because these are the things that creep up every day.
Right.
Kind of like smoking. You know what? I have a friend that quit smoking and it just went, we're just going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that.
Well, you know, basically this is a part of the mind and, you know, this is usually a part of the subconscious that has an agenda. And the agenda, you know, is often just to keep us in the place that we used to be. I have, you know, many clients that were struggling exactly what you were describing. And when you really went down to it to understand, so what is really going on? Why does that part of you want you to, you know, eat those chips? And why do you find yourself with a pint of ice cream after you leave the store? Who put that in that cart? Then you understand that there is a part of you that is afraid of the change. You have to absolutely address that. You have to understand what is that fear about. And there are usually, you know, three, you know, suspects that come to mind. One is the fear of failure. You may have tried so many times to quit something or lose weight, and every time you failed, you beat yourself up, you punished yourself, you were down on yourself. It hurt so much that a part of you said, no, let's avoid that. Let's not just try at all doing this because that failure is too painful. Then there is a fear of change, which often is, you know, let's say you're having your smoking buddies and you're afraid of losing these connections because, you know, you don't smoke anymore. Or you feel like, hey, if I'm going to lose weight but my overweight spouse doesn't, what if, you know, I don't find him or her attractive anymore? Or, you know, if I'm going to really apply myself for, you know, my career, and what if, you know, I don't really have enough time for my family and, you know, they don't want to hang out with me anymore. So, and the third is then, you know, the fear of that rejection, again, which is similar to the fear of change, which is just this fear of, you know, I'm going to do something different and it will not be appreciated. It will not find approval. And you know, this is what the beauty about reaching goals are. Goals are not just, you know, to be reached. Goals change us. Goals help us to grow. Goals help us to evolve. And so what I love to do when people come with goals to me, to really first get the inside, your mind, your subconscious aligned with a goal, and then the goal automatically will be reached, versus trying to reach the goal and being inside in this inner constant battle, which, like we talked before, usually then maybe allows you to reach the goal, but you're not able to maintain it because you didn't become the goal. You didn't identify yourself with what you have attained.
Bam! That's what I'm talking about, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everybody. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about, and Dr. Friedemann is going to help us through exercise, share with us how we can visualize this, how we can breathe it, how we can live it, how we can see that $20,000 check going in a checking account like right now. We'll be right back with the show.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means sessions of self-discovery or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're jumping. We're jumping up and down. For more information about Dr. Friedemann Chauvin, okay, sign up for that free teleseminar because this is a fabulous way to just get it going. Go to cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com. Dr. Friedemann Chauvin also works with people all across the globe. And Dr. Friedemann, I think it is so important that we let folks know more about your work and give them the phone number if they are listening to the show and they want to work with you on this.
You know, one of the concepts that people often have in mind is, you know, I'm so stuck, or, you know, I'm such a loser and I never really reach any goals. That's impossible for me to do. Or if, you know, it will just take years and, you know, cost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to be able to really change. And that's just not true. Usually when I work with clients, and no matter how difficult and hard their goals are, usually between 6 and 8 sessions are enough to really ignite something inside of you that everybody has, which is that power that allows you to really move forward and get unstuck and, you know, reach your goals. And one of the things that I find interesting is that at the end of our work together, you know, we are going through the original questionnaire that they were sending to me, and they are, you know, describing how they're feeling and what's going on now and what they want. And it's not only that they actually have achieved everything and more that they have on there, but when I read to them, okay, this is what you have told about yourself at the time you started. Really? That was me? I said that? Oh, I don't believe that. And it's really so far away, although it didn't take a long time. And that's the proof that you have really found a new, true identity for yourself. You're no longer stuck in those shortcomings. You actually really saw that, you know, you have made the changes, and you identify yourself with those. And I think that's really important. And so, you know, having this mindset inside that 2011 is for you that clean slate, that new beginning, this time where you say, you know, I want to really be at my best, I think there is definitely no better time than the beginning of the year to get started with it. I also wanted to mention that, you know, if you're interested in setting goals, you know, and really starting with a process that engages your mind on all levels, Sign up for the newsletter.
Yes.
So when you sign up for the newsletter, you actually receive a questionnaire. And this questionnaire includes a lot of the steps that we have talked about in the show and more. And just by filling out the questionnaire, I often hear people telling me that they gained already momentum. Just by having the clarity of mind, by engaging the senses in the goal setting, it really helps them to see beyond the cement wall that they have been hitting the head against and really see, okay, there is actually something behind it, and there is actually a door I can step through.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said earlier, Dr. Friedemann, and I want to get back to this because I think it's very important. Sometimes there are things that happen in our lives that actually become catalysts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't shared this on air. I don't recall ever. But I will tell you this. I am the only person in my family to graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that. And it actually took me retaking two classes during the summer to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I was able to get a job pushing a mail cart. And, of course, that was with a telephone company. And back then, if you pushed a mail cart really good and you did a really good job, you got promoted to the next level. But here's what I want to say. You know, I knew for a really long time that I wanted to do something with my life, something different, but I could never figure it out. And I knew that it was really important for me to go back to school, but I was never really motivated. And the thing that you said before was so important, and that had to do with sometimes things show up to become catalysts.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you how you pay attention. Now, I'll tell you what showed up for me. What showed up for me was my boss saying that if I didn't get an undergraduate degree, I could pretty much kiss my career goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're not going to get any more pay. And that motivated me. It also made me a little annoyed. How do we pay attention to signs that show up that could become catalysts for our greater good?
Well, I think we have to turn down our ignorance and really just notice when something touches us. And it doesn't have to be comfortable. If something like, you know, that message was actually, you know, scaring you or making you feel like, oh, wow, you know, that means, you know, I would really have to do some more in order to not get stuck on this pay level, then, you know, it didn't feel good. You could have just dismissed it and said, you know, I'm not interested in this. But you could also have said, hey, you know, this pain in that moment or this fear really made me motivated to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the same thing when people have all of a sudden, you know, arthritis or joint pain, and they feel like, you know, sounds to me that my body says, you know, this is not working anymore, whether it's not working that you have too much weight or whether it's not working that you have so much worry and stress and your autoimmune, you know, disease is flaring up because of it. All those signs that you're getting from your physical body, you can, of course, ignore them and take more painkillers, or you can say that's a catalyst for me to do something different. And so I think, you know, this is something that often, you know, especially, you know, in the self-empowerment realm gets a little bit forgotten, that there is a reason why we have the awareness of pain and a very high awareness of pain, because pain is often the catalyst for us to really move forward. Pain is not to be avoided. Pain is not to be just ignored. Pain is actually to be taken serious. And, you know, one of the greatest teachers. And for me, you know, I actually look distinctively for the pain because I know that tells me when I'm out of balance. That tells me when, you know, there's something not right. And this is not only physical pain. This can be emotional pain. This can be pain in form of shame, in form of fear, in form of anger. Any kind of those emotions are enormous potential to, you know, introspect and also, you know, be aware of what's not really going well in your life and what needs to be changed.
I love that you shared that. And I, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everybody, cellularwisdom.com. I will tell you that the end of the story about the whole education took me 13 years to get an undergraduate degree in three different schools.
Yeah, but something kept you motivated.
Yeah, watching other people around me get promoted. That was a motivation.
One of the things I want to just mention also, we didn't get into it, is, you know, and this is what this questionnaire that you can get through the newsletter, simply go to cellularwisdom.com, sign up for the newsletter. It really is creating this subconscious connection to your goal, which means the language of the subconscious is not the words. The language of the subconscious is what we do with the words and with the ideas. That means you have images, you have sensations, you have smells, you have sounds. It's very, very powerful if you can see yourself reaching your goals, or if you can see yourself on the path reaching your goals, watching yourself in the gym, seeing yourself kicking a habit and really feeling good about that, and really have an internal vision, combining this with a good feeling, and if you want to, having in the background a good, empowering music sound that really, you know, gets your spirit lifting. If you have something like this in your mind, you have your subconscious on your side. You have something inside of you that is more powerful than your willpower, your intellect, or anything. It is really that true force that helps you to reach anything that you want. But you have to learn how to engage it and to address if there are any concerns on the subconscious level.
All right. Dr. Friedemann Schaub has summed it up for us. And we are going to support all of you out there to achieve your goals. So heard a lot today from him. Make sure you know how to check in with him, cellularwisdom.com. Sign up for the free teleseminar. And let's make those shows real. Let's make everything in our lives come to fruition that we want. We'll be right back.